Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I want to review the meeting of the Oversight Committee, the formal opening of the impeachment inquiry in the House, led by Chairman Jamie Comer. So nobody better is our pal Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, and also the best-selling author of The Trial of the Century, The Scopes Monkey Trial, Clarence Darrow versus William Jennings Bryan. Greg Jarrett, thank you for coming on. What happened with the Republican debate and the shutdown and all kinds of things kind of got lost in the shuffle? So what happened in this oversight meeting?
Well, Republicans put forth law professors and other experts to explain the constitutional framework of an impeachment inquiry, the basis for it. And the question was, is there a threshold level that has been met already to open the impeachment inquiry? And the answer was yes. Jonathan Turley, two other experts agreed there's more than sufficient evidence to open the inquiry. Democrats were howling, you're not fact witnesses. You're not fact witnesses. Where are they? They don't understand how an impeachment inquiry works. Most of them are neophytes. And it's not uncommon. It's quite typical to begin an inquiry by calling the experts to ask the question, is this warranted? And we receive the answer. So I think forthcoming will be more substantive evidence with fact witnesses and documentary evidence to show that, you know, there may have been wrongdoing by the President of the United States.
And, Greg, I thought I read that Chairman Comer is going to call Hunter Biden as going to subpoena Hunter Biden, going to subpoena James Biden. Is that true?
Yes, literally hours after the hearing ended, they issued subpoenas for James Biden, the president's brother, and Hunter Biden, his son's, records, banking records, and, you know, other documentary evidence like emails and texts and so forth. And, you know, their goal is to determine whether there is serious evidence of influence peddling that would constitute bribery, conspiracy, obstruction, money laundering, FARA violations, and abuse of power sufficient to impeach the president. They're not there yet, but they want to know whether Joe Biden was complicit, aiding and abetting his son's corrupt schemes.
Mm. So when Hunter refuses to appear before the committee, can they throw him in jail? How's this going to work?
Well, they have to go to the Department of Justice to enforce the subpoena. But yeah, since this is not merely the average run-of-the-mill committee seeking enforcement, it is of a higher level. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker, has called the apex of power, and that gives them more juice in front of a court to force these documents and testimony.
So do you think Merrick Garland's Justice Department will execute this subpoena?
Well, that's an open question, given his track record of covering up for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, running a protection racket to insulate them from the crimes they appear to have committed. We just don't know what he'll do. I mean, if he honors the Constitution and has fidelity to the law, he will enforce those subpoenas.
Aren't you impressed with my whole non-lawyerly knowledge that the DOJ has to execute this? I mean,
what do I know?
I don't know anything.
Yes, you do. You know quite a bit. And
I know it because you've tutored me for the past year on this stuff. But in all honesty, Comer is right, I think, Greg, to go after these bank records, right? I mean, isn't that the key?
And sure.
So whether Hunter Biden appears or not, or James Biden, they have ways and means of getting their hands on more and more bank records, because I think that is going to be the key to the whole story.
Yeah, absolutely. Already they have wire transfer suspicious activity reports from banks that show $24 million was funneled through 20 shell companies controlled by Hunter Biden. Some of that cash distributed to Biden family members. And a large portion of it came from China immediately after Hunter flew with his father to Beijing on Air Force Two, where both of them met with the son's new partners. There are emails, text messages. Hunter is demanding payments by referencing his father sitting next to him and issuing threats. Days later, $5 million is wired to Hunter's company. So, you know, there are a lot of questions here, but there is a growing mountain of evidence that the big guy was slated to receive some of the profits.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And let me go to the Burisma side of this story with the allegation that $5 million went to Papa and $5 million went to Hunter in order to throw out the prosecutor Shokin, et cetera, et cetera. That's been around now for quite some time, but no one's been able to really get their arms around it to prove it. And I just wonder, what do they have to do here? I mean, if money was wired or transacted, Greg Jarrett, somebody should be able to find that someplace, shouldn't they?
I agree, unless there was money deposited into a money laundering operation. When you put money from overseas sources into a shell company, and you move it around from one to another to another to another, it really takes a skilled forensic accountant to be able to track it down. I mean, that's the whole purpose of laundering money, to disguise the source, which is why it's a crime. And we do know that, millions and millions of dollars from overseas transactions, Hunter Biden never paid taxes on it, which is fraud and tax evasion.
That's right. That's going to be an important avenue, too. Okay, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst and trial of the century, folks. Great book. If you haven't read it already, go out and get it on Amazon.com. Thank you, Greg. We're going to take a quick break. And my dear pal, Grover Norquist, Why didn't the Republican debaters talk tax cuts, for heaven's sakes? Supply-side tax cuts.
My family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
1 million people. That's how many people go blind each year. That's a staggering number. Hi, I'm Randall Avolio, President and CEO of SEE International. By the end of this year, 1 million men, women, and children will have gone blind. 285 million people worldwide are visually impaired, and 90% of them live in developing countries. Here's an even more sobering fact. Every 60 seconds, somewhere in the world, a child goes blind. They will live their lives unable to see the beautiful world around them if they don't get the treatment they need. Yet 80% of all these cases could have been prevented or treated. The only thing they lack is access to proper eye care. SEE International is a Santa Barbara-based nonprofit dedicated to getting them that care. All it takes is about $100 to restore someone's sight and transform their life forever. For more information, go to our website at seeinternational.org.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.